Welcome back here, Jordana Green, in at 9:39. In for John Hines. John Hines is probably home fixing his computer, which is what I will be doing this afternoon as soon as I learn how. Joining us now is Julio Ojeda Zapata. Julio, welcome to the show. You with me, Julio?
Yeah, sure am.
Thanks. Oh, there he is. Okay, there he is. Now, Julio, you are going to be our savior today.
Okay.
Because I know you're familiar with this malware story, correct?
Yeah. Somewhat familiar with it, correct.
Okay. This is going to be hitting on Monday at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
If it is installed on your computer, if you've gotten this malware, you will be affected and your internet will go down. Here's what we need to know. How do I know if it's on my computer, if I am affected?
Well, let me give you a little background. This thing dates back to 2007 and infected computers, and basically there's a domain name system that when you type in a URL, it goes to the correct place. What these troublemakers did was infect computers so that when you're trying to get to certain websites, you're actually directed to other places. It's like fake construction workers going out on the freeway and changing all the road signs.
And oh, gosh.
Instead of sending you to the Mall of America, they send you to a back alley so they can mug you.
Oh, my gosh.
That sort of thing. And that happened in 2007. The feds shut down the criminal ring responsible for
mm-hmm.
this, sort of deactivated their technology, but the problem still existed. If computers were infected, you would still be directed to places other than the ones you wanted to go.
Okay.
So what the feds did was create their own computer system to sort of keep those infected computers working and connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the feds are about to shut this down, so they're making very loud noises about people checking their computers to see if they're infected, because a lot of those computers are still infected.
Okay, and that's my question to you. Is it just a problem of I'm trying to go to one website, I get redirected to another? Is that how I know? What's my tip-off?
The much easier thing to do, and I'm going to send some links your way so you can post mm-hmm. them on your website as soon as we get off this call, but there's a really easy website you can go to. You go to that website, and it immediately tells you your status. If you're green, you're okay. Computer's not infected. I believe if it's red, your computer is affected. I checked all my computers, and they're all green, so I'm assuming if one of my computers were infected, it would be red.
Okay.
So that's one really easy thing to do.
And people should know that you are going to send these links to Susan, our producer, and Susan is going to put them on the WCCO website.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Hold on, WCCO.com/Hines.
If you are infected, things get just a teeny bit more complicated, but there are tools to uninfect your computer, depending on the kind of computer you have.
And say, for example, I don't go on the WCCO.com/Hines website. I don't know if my computer's infected. So Monday, my internet goes down. Will then, obviously, I realize I have the malware. Are there going to be steps for me to take to get it back up and running, or am I just done?
Well, uninfecting your computer does not require an internet connect. Well, yeah,
okay.
You need the internet connection to download the tool. But if your computer goes dead
mm-hmm.
and at that point you realize what's going on, just go to somebody else's computer, download one of these security tools. All the major security software companies are providing tools you can download and use to sort of clean up your computer. So you can do that from somebody else's computer and then just install them on your computer. You don't need internet connection to install the software. Install the software on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Get it clean. At that point, you should be good to go.
Now, what if it does go down? Will I lose my files, my pictures, my videos?
As I understand it, and I suppose this will be confirmed when computers actually stop functioning normally.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand, you lose your connection to the internet. I don't believe this does anything that's on your computer.
Okay.
It's a matter of your internet connection. Suddenly,
mm-hmm.
you're unable to access the internet, and at that point, you get really mad because you think it's Comcast's fault or whatever.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, that's not the case. It's this thing on your computer. That when the feds are no longer holding your hand, when they
okay.
stop holding your hand, your internet connection goes.
And are they taking down this placeholder, this stopgap, for good? Will it be up and running again?
When they nabbed these crooks and shut down their system,
mm-hmm.
at that point, if they had done nothing more, a lot of people would have lost their internet connections. So they set up a duplicate
Right.
Not criminal, but, you know, obviously...
a fail-safe
network, but that mm-hmm. essentially accomplished the same goal, to sort of keep infected computers from losing their internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And but they, at the time, said this is only temporary. We
right.
need you people to clean up your computer, so we stop doing this. A judge, in fact, extended. You know, they were supposed to do this a while back, and that
okay.
got extended. It may get extended again. Sort of stay
okay.
tuned for that.
But we should pay attention. We should really handle this problem.
As things stand right now, this goes bye-bye on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Stop holding your hand, and you're kind of responsible for your own computer.
Okay. Okay. Can you? This seems like a whole lot of work, a whole lot of problem. It's a lot of agita, I got to be honest. What is the story with these hackers? Why do people do it? Nobody can go and mug me. I mean, were they trying to steal something? Were they trying to get money?
There's a million reasons. See, if you're infected with this thing, you may be infected with other things, like troublemakers can sort of use these tools to mm-hmm. sort of hijack your computer.
Ugh, they're annoying.
Turn your computer into a zombie computer that then begins spewing, you know, spam to other computers. So they basically your computer becomes possessed by these guys,
mm-hmm,
and they can be used to cause trouble elsewhere. There's a lot of reasons people do something. Some do it just because they can. Some do it because they, you know, want to get they accomplish a goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, line their pockets or whatever. There are a million reasons, but fundamentally, what you need to do is have malware protection software installed on your computer. You have no excuse not to do that, because
right.
some of the very best tools are free. Like Microsoft has virus software and mm-hmm. malware software.
I got to be honest, I'm always afraid of that when I see these pop-ups. Please install this software, even if it says Microsoft. I feel like sometimes that's a virus.
Your instincts are correct. Those pop-up windows should be ignored because they're fake.
Okay.
Just go to the if you have a Windows computer and you don't have any antivirus software on there, which you should, get Microsoft Security Essentials. Just go to the
okay.
website, look for Security Essentials, you'll download it, install it, and then you've protected yourself. The other thing to do, a lot of people don't have this protection software on their computers,
mm-hmm.
but they never get infected. The reason for that is, you know, 100% of the time they're using common sense. They don't go to websites that look fishy.
Right.
They don't click on
mm-hmm.
attachments in their emails that look bogus.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very, very careful. So you do two things. Install the software
right.
on your computer, but also use common sense.
Yeah.
Don't click on attachments and emails from people you don't know.
So I shouldn't send $2 million to a Nigerian prince? I shouldn't do that?
No, that might be unfortunate.
Not a good idea. That's a wrong instinct. All right, hold on. I got Peggy on the line. Julio, stay on with us, because I got Peggy on the line. She's got a question for you, okay? Hold on one sec. Let's hear her question. Hey, Peggy.
Hello.
Hi, Peggy. How are you? I'm nervous about this. Are you nervous?
Oh, I'm very nervous. I missed the first part of what you had said, and that's what I wanted him to repeat. He said if something was red on the computer,
okay.
it meant you were infected. If something were green, it meant you were unaffected.
Okay.
Yeah, there's this very simple website you go to, and you go to the website, and bam, it gives you a color. If it's green, that means your computer is not affected. And I tried that with all my computers. I don't have an infected computer, so I'm not sure what color will show up if you are infected. I think I'm assuming it will be red.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the website. Mm-hmm. If it says green, you're okay, then don't worry about it. If it says red, you're in trouble.
And Peggy, we're going to send you those links. Susan is going to offer those links on WCCO.com/Hines. So you get on our website, look at the links, go follow those links on your computer, and you will be able to tell.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact, the URL is kind of easy to reel off here, so
sure.
just write this down,
www.dns,
that's dog, Nancy, Sam,
mm-hmm.
okay.
hyphen,
okay.
okay.us.
Okay.
Okay, like okay, like okay.us.
www.dns.
DNS-OK.US.
Okay, and we will put it on our website also, WCCO.com/Hines, so everybody can take a look at that. Peggy, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. I know, Julio, I mean, people are nervous about this. I am concerned about this, and nobody wants to lose internet because I said in the studio, what would we ever do without internet? We could not survive. It's like oxygen. You know, you can't get online. You can't function. How would we read a newspaper if we didn't have internet? You know, I mean, it's crazy these days
I'd go crazy if I didn't have internet access.
I'm getting a good text question. This is a good text question. Do Macs need to be concerned about this, or is it just PCs?
I'm not 100% sure about that. Mm-hmm. I believe it's just PCs, but okay. Don't take that as gospel. Even, you know, there are not a lot of malware. There's not a lot of malware for Macs out there. Macs are relatively safe compared to PCs. But there was a time there was no malware for Macs, and that's starting to emerge. And that is your warning to, you know, look for antivirus software that you install on your computer. If that even if that virus isn't doing something nasty to your computer, you can be sort of forwarding onto somebody else.
Okay.
Your computer can sort of be a conduit to cause trouble for other people. So you definitely should consider putting antivirus, anti-malware software on your computer. Just Google, you know, Macintosh malware software, and you'll find a lot of options.
I'm sure computer stores and service centers are going to be swamped, you know, Monday and Tuesday, even either with people who have this problem or in the coming days, people who want to get rid of it. Do you recommend bringing it in to a place like a Micro Center or a Best Buy, something like that?
Yeah, that's definitely one way to go. I mean, the Geek Squad at Best Buy stores is it's pretty good. A lot of people, their internet will stop working, and they won't know why, and they might miss news stories about this. And so, you know, those people very likely will, you know, take their computers into the store, and then the people in the store will tell them why their computer can't get online, and it'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, Julio, you're our savior. Because, again, we don't want to be without the internet, and you've provided us with links, which we will put on WCCO.com/Heinz. Give Susan a few hours to get those up and running for you guys, about an hour or so. Download it so you don't have any problems on Monday. And Julio, good advice too. Microsoft Security Essentials. At least I know that's a safe one because I'm going to make sure that it's installed on my computer.
It's very good and it's free.
It's free. See, we love free. We love free.
Some of the antivirus software you have to pay subscriptions and things, and which is silly because the free ones are almost just as good.
Good. Another good tip. Well, look, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for saving us.
No problem.
Have a good one, Julio. Really good advice from Julio. I feel less worried now. I know I can just go and find out if I have it and solve our own problem. So WCCO.com/Heinz is the place to go for those links to find out if you have this malware. Coming up a little bit later today, 3:35, John Williams will talk to a woman who is willing to marry for health care. I want to hear about that. Also at 12:35, Chad Hartman chats with Richard Rushfield on what has happened to American comedy. I hope it's funny. I'll be listening. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jordana Green, and for John Heinz, I'll be back with you in a few minutes. I'm doing it right now. I am downloading the Microsoft Security Essentials on my computer because Julio has inspired me. Because I had this issue. I told you before the interview that I had a babysitter who was using my personal computer, you know, just to Skype with her friends and whatnot when she was neglecting my children. And she got a virus on my computer. And I had to wipe the whole thing clean. She downloaded some virus. She felt terrible about it. I felt bad for her. She downloaded this whole virus. Everything is locked up. It's a mess. I panic, of course. I was able to get my pictures, videos, things like that of my kids off the computer, took it into work, and the IT guy just wiped it clean. He said, this is a mess. I can't do anything with it. I can't save anything. So, like, there goes my Rosetta Stone. There goes my, I had, what do I have, one of those video cameras that... They no longer, my Flip software was in there, that's gone, all that stuff is gone. Well, in the meantime, it left my computer very vulnerable, which is why I was thinking I was going to have this malware issue. It wiped off my Windows, you know, that. I'm thinking I have this
well,
problem.
All that stuff has to be reinstalled again,
right.
All your drivers and
right.
things like that when you wipe a computer.
That's exactly right. So then I'm feeling like I have the malware, so I'm just doing what Julio said. I'm literally downloading Microsoft Security Essentials because I get those messages from Norton all the time, and I'm a panicked mess. So I'm just going to deal with this housekeeping. I know Craig is wrapping me up. I had such a blast with you guys filling in for John. So fun.
He had fun, too.
I'm Jordana Green. I'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8. Green out.